Well, welcome everyone, and welcome to my daughter, Lene. We're going to be talking about some really cool things, and always good to have you.
Oh, always great to be here.
Thanks. We're going to talk about, let's get right into it. We're talking about prayer. We were talking about something the other day, and a lot of what we do when we do a podcast is talking about some of the things we just talk about at home.
Yeah.
And because it seems like that's when everything kind of ignites.
You know, when it's most organic, we could just set up a camera right there in the family room and
we probably
go ahead.
Would do some of the best rather than, you know, the
my
setup.
Attire might be kind of interesting, but hey, you know.
Well, you know.
It'd still be interesting.
It's just all that matters, Lene, is that you just look great no matter what.
Oops.
So
right.
It just doesn't matter. Well, we've been talking about prayer and the importance of prayer. Now, that's a really fundamental, foundational platform for any Christian. I mean, everyone, every believer should read the Word. I mean, everyone should read the Word. But you were asking me a question, and well, even more than the question, we were talking about people that say, I have trouble, or how did you verse it? How did you say it?
I heard people, and I've heard people saying, like, I just have a really hard time reading the Word, and, you know, I don't want to pray much, but, you know, I just make myself do it, and, you know, I just have a hard time reading the Word. It's just, they get into the habit of not wanting to read the Word. But I heard that, and I was like, oh my goodness, no, because that's, like, the best thing ever is reading the Word and being in prayer.
Yeah.
And I feel like in the way that we can get into bad habits, you know, some people have real bad habits, we can get into good habits. And just reading the Word and seeing what it does inside of you, seeing what it does to your mind, it's like, oh my gosh, once you see like the fruit of that in prayer and everything, you're like, why wouldn't you want to do that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's our nature. God created all things by His Word. And God said, let us make man.
Mm-hmm.
And God made man and woman in His image and in His likeness. So, yeah, you know what? It really is a matter of bad habits. And also something that's really important, when you read the Word, if you realize in the beginning was the Word and the Word was God and the Word was with God, the same was in the beginning, you're reading, you're talking about God here. You're talking about our the essential reality of our design, why we are made, what we are made for. And, you know, the challenge, number one, it's really important to listen to what you say,
mm-hmm.
because if you say it enough, you end up believing what you say is the truth. It's like some people, you know, are, you know, they get in the habit of lying, and you can't convince them that what they said was a lie because they begin to believe their own lies.
Yeah.
And so the reverse of that, when you begin to speak the truth and listen to what you say, it affects how you think. So I would encourage someone, number one, never to say it's difficult. It's hard to believe the Word. I mean, reformat the way you think about that. It's such a joy to read the Word. I love to read the Word. Our minds are like a sponge.
Yeah.
And we are to say things. In the beginning, God told Adam, God spoke to Adam in a spirit, we know. God told Adam what the names of the animals were.
Mm-hmm.
Adam didn't make up the name. God didn't say, make up the name. He said, call them by their name, and whatever you call them, that is going to be their name.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like God saying, speak my word. I'm going to put my word in your mouth, and when you speak, it's going to be my word. But he had to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just something really important about saying. So first thing, I love reading the Word. The Word is God. We're reading God here. We're reading the Word of God,
mm-hmm.
and it's powerful. It makes me feel good. It makes me strong. Speak affirmative to yourself regarding the Word, and that's going back to the genesis of our creation. It's we're taking dominion over the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the earth God—
Which includes us.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's where it started, right? I mean,
yeah.
Take dominion over here.
Mm-hmm.
Adam and Eve didn't lose dominion over the earth. They lost dominion over their earth.
Mm-hmm.
And when they did, then they lost authority on the earth. So it's just important to hear yourself say affirmative things. You know, if you believe what you say, it will come to pass, it will come to pass. Well, apply it there. I love listening to the Word. I love speaking the Word. And it also is connected to what we associate with. You know, what are you listening to when you're not listening to the Word or reading the Word? Where is your mind when you're not thinking about the Word? And it's a joy.
Yeah, that's something I thought about too, because you've said for a long time, what entertains you trains you.
Yeah.
And you know, what we pour in is what's going to come out, obviously. So just, I feel like sometimes, especially my generation, I think older too, everybody will be on our phones and thinking, oh, I don't want to read the word right now. Oh, I don't want to read the word right now. But that's what's actually feeding you. And you'll notice that if you're listening to a bunch of things, if you're always watching other people, you're listening to things that aren't feeding your spirit, then you're left and you're going, why don't I feel like filled right now? Because you're filling your mind with things that don't matter.
Yeah.
You're watching a bunch of stuff that isn't conducive. Is that the right word?
Yeah, conducive to a relationship with God.
Yeah, to a relationship with God. But once you have that relationship, instead of thinking like, oh, this is a chore or something, it's like, no, it's the best part of your day that you get to read the word, that you get to talk to God. How good is our God that we get to go to him at any point, and there is no prayer that is unheard. And just once you have that relationship, it's not a religious thing. It's a relationship.
Yeah.
Like we're talking about, and it's just, it fills you and it makes you feel so good. And then after you get into the good habit of doing that, right, you're like, why wouldn't I want to do it? So how would you tell somebody to think about, like, how to get into the Word? Where would you tell somebody to start? Is there a book in the Bible you would suggest or anything to somebody who says, I want to get into the Word, but when I read it, I don't feel like I'm understanding? So they want to get into the Word, but they don't know where to start. Where would you suggest someone would start?
I'd suggest prayer to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
God, open my mind and my heart. It's important, again, to hear ourselves say what God has already told us, so we affirm in ourselves what God has said to us. You know, your Word is a lamp to my feet, and it's a light to my path. You know, I always love the Psalms, because they're filled with so much praise and glory to God, and you hear David's heart and then the songs. It just sets your mind more in the path of thinking about God, because a lot of times, man, this is a world in here in this discussion. A lot of times we go to the Word because we are in trouble. It's a good place to go, okay? Or you're hurting. It's a good place to go if you're hurting. You just need something. You're looking for something. But when you go to the Word only when you are in need, then you're looking at it from a perspective of yourself.
Right.
You know, I need this, I need that. It's so much more empowering if you say, God, what is it you want me to read today? What would you like me to hear? Give me your instruction. If we start off on the right track, on the right foot, as it were, then you're going to win the race. You're going to make it where you need to go. And you need to have a focus. And if you read the Word, if you start off, I love every day before I read any emails, any text, take any phone calls, talk to anyone, I love to open the Word. I want to make that my decision.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of that connection with great faith. I'm not doing this because I have to. I'm not doing it because I'm in trouble. And of course, if you're in trouble, the Word is the best place to go.
Yes, absolutely.
But if you will just meditate on the things of God, and it's so simple to do. First of all, God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for your Word. Your Word is life to me. It's a lamp to my path. It's going to direct me. And then, Lord, show me what you want me to know. Help me to understand what you want me to understand. And
mm-hmm.
I love, there isn't any place in the Word that I love to go to Genesis, because I love to see God's idea.
Yeah.
And the power that he's given man, because he's redeemed us to that point.
Mm-hmm.
I love the book of Psalms because it's so worshipful. I love the book of Proverbs because there's a lot of wisdom that you see in Proverbs and seeing how to think about specific things. And then throughout the Word, I love to read about Moses in the wilderness, because you see the hand of God and how a rebellious attitude can just really throw you off track and discourage you, can put your mind in a position that you start thinking so upside down that even though the promise is before you, you can't walk into it.
Yeah.
The New Testament where Christ, I mean, read all the red letters.
The Gospels.
Read where Jesus is talking, exactly. Go to the four Gospels and read where Jesus is talking. But I think the best thing to do, because there isn't a specific book that I would say you have to read, begin with this book. But what I would say is you have to begin with prayer.
I love that.
Ask God to open your mind and then affirm, confirm in your own heart, your word is strength to me, it's joy to me, it's peace to me. And what I would encourage people to do is to find those scriptures. Look those specific scriptures up where the word talks about what it is. You know, it's a bread of life. And things that nurture your mind in the sense of knowing how good it is, how sweet it is. And, you know, it's basically, if you think about, I have to read the word, now it's a chore.
Right.
And, you know, it's just like, I have to go to work. I have to do whatever it is. I have to do business rather than the get-tos.
Right.
And the approach to the word is, I get to do this today.
Exactly. And I like what you're saying with staying in the word and not just going to the word when you feel like you're in trouble.
Yeah.
That's like a relationship where you don't talk to somebody unless you need something.
Yeah.
Like that's not a relationship. And I just love that. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. And you build a new identity within yourself, or even more than you build a new culture.
Yeah, and kind of yourself. That idea of also drive yourself to your knees so you're not driven to your knees.
Exactly.
And then if that word is inside of you, and Jesus said, I'm sending you the Holy Spirit who will remind you of all the things I've said. That word is in you and he reminds you, and those words that you've read, they come alive in you. And so when you face different things, right?
Yeah.
Then you know how to navigate them.
Yeah.
You're not just left like, oh, that upset me, so let me just go based off of that. You're like, no, I know the word. And the word is inside of me and it's alive. So I know how to navigate things in my life. And that's everything.
It's everything. What's like them, you're reminding me of the virgins that go and they're getting ready for the bridegroom to come. And some have oil for their lamps. They prepared. They have fuel for their lamps. Others just fell asleep, woke up, their lamps were empty. Then they had to run off and find some fuel. And that's what people do with the word a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
If it feels like a have to instead of a get to.
Yeah.
And if you look at it, man, this is the word of God. I'm reading my story. I'm reading all about my design. I'm reading about everything that's satisfying to me. And you have to build good habits. Have extra oil for your lamp. So when you face something, you're already familiar with the word. You're already fortified, you know, and instead of the word picking you up, it's great to have the word just carry you.
Yeah.
You know, every day you just get up and it just carries you. I mean, I don't typically think about, wow, it's difficult to get up and go eat breakfast, you know, difficult to have dinner. It's something you look forward to, and it's a matter of, you know, some of the things we say, this is the greatest season of your life. And I know a lot of people initially when they hear us say that, especially people that come to church because they're hurting, and it's a good place to go if you're hurting.
Yeah.
But they come in and they hear me say, this is the greatest season of your life, and they're going through one of the most trying times of their life. So they have trouble understanding how that relates to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's building upon a foundation that says God is the authority in my life. My steps are ordered by the Lord, even when they seem shaky or hard. God is orchestrating my steps, and this is going to turn out really, really good. Galatians 8:28, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is building, you said it in the beginning, building new habits.
Yeah.
Building a new culture within your mind where you just crave the word. And if you'll just say, you make a commitment, you know, be true to your word. I'm going to read the word first thing every morning.
And it becomes one of the best parts of your day.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Set you up, and you go through the day knowing I started it off right.
You started it off right. You put your mind where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I've also heard you say forever, because we think about ourselves a lot. We were never meant to think about ourselves that much.
Yeah.
We just weren't. And anytime that you preached it, anytime I catch myself, maybe my peace is gone or I'm feeling anxious, I'll always look back and go, am I thinking more about me than Jesus? Yeah, you are. You're thinking about your abilities and how things are going to turn out okay, but that's not what we're called to do. We're not meant to worry about these things. We have the word, and it's the word of truth. And like you're saying, if we read it as the word of God, not just, a Bible. And I also think God all the time sounds you know, silly, but it's not silly. I thank God all the time that I have my own copy of the Bible, because what people before us, you know, went through, that we can have it. And we've just got it sitting there on our nightstand talking about, oh, I don't want to read it. Like, put TikTok down and do something that is actually going to feed your soul. And over time, like I was saying, it just becomes one of the best parts of your day. And it starts you off right. Put your mind where it's supposed to be, not on you, not on what you need to do, but on Him, and He does the rest through you.
And you find what you're looking for.
You know, all of it in Him.
Start in Genesis. You know, start and just read the Word. And something else too, what you're saying is, I'm setting myself up for success. You know, I'm setting my mind, you know, in a direction that I'm not going to easily be distracted. So if distractions come, I'm not moved. You know, again, the virgins, the 10 virgins, if the lamp goes out because it's out of oil, I have more oil to fill it up.
Right.
Better yet, keep it full. You know, keep it full. Keep your wick trim. Back in the old day, they had to trim the wick and make sure their vessel, their little candle was full of oil. You do the same thing today. You realize what is important. You can't walk successfully if you don't project. If you don't have a sense of projection as to what you're walking into, the Word will tell you where you're going.
Yeah.
The Word will instruct you. And so amazing too, when the Word is your relationship with God, you see things that you wouldn't ordinarily see if you just go to the Word because you're in trouble. And again, of course, a good place to go if you're in trouble, but what about doing that prior? Some of those problems that shouldn't show up in our lives, or that do, wouldn't number one affect you the way they would. Number two, you're founded, you know where to stand. So there's that whole underground earthquake shaking, I'm upset, I don't know where to go, what to do thing. That whole upset just goes away. It doesn't even begin, because you know where to set your mind initially, because you've made the Word a relationship between you and the Father.
Yeah, built your and house on the rock.
It's on the rock, and it's a discipline. Believers have to be disciplined.
Yeah, you were talking about discipline the other day. I wanted you to speak on that.
Yeah, well, discipline, temperance, self-control. We want to control situations. Everyone wants to be able to control a situation in their life, especially if it's going awry. But what about control over the major control center? That's us. You know, discipline is so important. You can't really live a successful life in the Word or in your relationship with God without discipline. That's why the Word teaches us to have temperance. The trying of your faith works patience, temperance, the ability to remain, to stand. So how are you going to stand in faith if you're not well versed in the Word? You know, the Word shouldn't be something that a preacher does, or, you know, that an evangelist or someone that's a teacher, or the Word should be your breakfast. It should be your lunch. It should be your dinner. It should be the foundation of what starts your day and what closes your day. And if you do that, you wake up right and you go to sleep right.
Yeah.
And you're in charge. Discipline is necessary. Our bodies are an image. They're a mirrored image of our spirit. Or you could say our natural reality is an image of our spiritual reality. And if we feed one more, the flesh, which is easy for a lot of people to do, you feed that more, then that's stronger. And what does the Word say about your flesh? It's enmity against you. What else does it say? It says a natural mind is not subject to the laws of God, neither indeed can it be. So you're not going to convince your mind of what you need to do. You have to take dominion over your mind by the Word of faith that you know. This is truth. It's truth. The Word is truth. So I'm going to overcome the will of my flesh, which is going to cause me nothing but trouble anyway, and not the faith kind of trouble, the kind of trouble I try to get out of. So why not fortify myself with the Word? It's so important to make a habit of reading the Word. And I know this is very fundamental, but it's just like learning. Knowledge isn't power. Application of knowledge is power. You can know a lot, but if you don't apply it, it doesn't profit you at all. Mm-mm. And it's the same thing with the Word. Having a Bible sitting on your table or your nightstand, you know, may look good, it may comfort you to know it's there, but you need to know what it says. Open you need it. To have a relationship with it. So it does. If it doesn't get in you, it's a dead letter.
Yeah. And on that, what would you say to somebody who says, I feel like God is calling me to do a certain thing, but I don't think I have the qualifications to do it? What would you say? Where would you say to go from there?
God's call is your qualification. Again, back to a prophetic word, a word of affirmation, a word of confirmation. God's anointed me to preach the gospel. It's when he called Samuel. God called him. He wasn't aware. He wasn't educated, as it were, in his office. But God called him, and he said one simple thing. He said, "Here am I, Lord." And that's what we say. "Here am I, Lord. You've called me. You're my qualifier. You give me, you fortify me, you strengthen me. You are my qualification. Your word is my qualification. You said to do it, and I'm going to do it because your word is yes, and in me it's amen." And again, the word, being in the word gives you that strength. A lot of times people say that because they're not founded in the word. Because the word teaches you, it shows you your nature, your character. It teaches you attitude. It teaches respect. It teaches you honor. And so if God says to you, "Do this," then you can do it. Remember the centurion soldier, he said, listen, the reason the centurion had such insight as insight into great faith was because he was a man of his word. He kept his word. And he also knew that the men under him would keep the word. It's really important who you surround yourself with.
Yeah.
People of like-mindedness. We can reach the unsaved. We can reach the lost. But as far as your culture, your group of people, you need to have people that are word committed, that are be like-minded, the word says, and to affiliate yourselves with things that encourage you. The music you listen to is important.
So important.
You listen to things that encourage you in the Lord. You know, be God-minded, be Christ-minded. Open the word, read it, create a habit of being hungry for the word. You know, if you can create a habit of wanting to eat a lot of things. If you eat a lot of sugar, you crave sugar. Well, do that with a word. Be hungry for the word. We're innately created. God has made us to know the word, to speak the word, to live by the word. We're created by the word. And if you exercise your authority, we want dominion, we want control, we want power. Well, take control over this by the word of God. I love the word. I love hearing the word. It's a light to my path. It instructs me. It keeps me. It empowers me. It feeds me. It satisfies me. Tell yourself that. You're taking dominion like Adam and Eve were supposed to in the garden. You're taking dominion over the earth, and the earth is subject to the word of God. And now the knowledge you have becomes power within you. Now knowledge is power.
Yeah. And then you feel good because it's the only thing that can fill that part of you that craves it, that craves your peace and everything, and that does not exist outside of him. And I feel like you'll be running in circles trying to find it in the world. I feel like we buy into a lie a lot of the times that we're going to go and we're going to get something and that's going to fill us. Oh, that didn't work, so let me try again. Something that looks the same.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit different. Let me try that. Oh, that didn't work. Okay, let me try this. And you just run in circles your whole life until you just surrender.
Yeah.
And that surrender is when you go, oh my goodness, why was I doing all of that? For what? Trying to fill myself with something that could never fill me and only he can. And I talk about that a lot because I make videos and I talk about it in my videos and stuff because it changed my life. I was one of those people that thought, well, I need this and I need that. And this will, I'll be really happy when I have this, until finally it just broke me and I just surrendered and went, oh my goodness. Like, people don't know how simple it is. He will just pour into you.
Yeah.
He's the fullness of all things, and all that he is, when that pours into you, anything else that you would want, anything else he would give to you, it's just overflow. Because you're not like, oh, I need this, I need that, I'm not happy. Okay, I'm okay, but I'll be really happy when I have this. No, you have the keys to happiness, peace, and joy right now. And I'm so thankful for the word that God is giving you to speak, and you just speaking that into my life and our family, it has just been everything. And I'm thankful that it came from my daddy. Such a blessing.
Thank you, sweetheart. That means a lot to me. Well, you know, it's living the word that you say and taking responsibility for who you are.
Yeah.
I talked about this Sunday. I've talked about it a few times. Know your design. What am I designed for? And like you've said, you're hungry. I'm so proud of my daughter that has received the word. You are not without power. You have power because you you have made the Word your life, and you've made a life of the Word.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't be more proud of you. And the videos you do speak so powerfully to people. And I hear all the time Lene's videos, and Lene's, and you get a lot of comments from a lot of people that you don't know, never met. But it's just so empowering when another side of the thing, back up just a little bit, to live an exceptional life, you have to have an exceptional understanding. And the Word is an exceptional understanding. In the Word, the Bible says it is, the Word is alive and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It divides between the soul and the spirit, the mind, the heart, and it's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents, our thoughts and intents. And what the Word does as well is it shows you how to separate what is not for you from what God has for you,
yeah.
From what to be confident in and what not to be afraid of. Mm-hmm. It discerns you. It defines your identity. It defines your design. If we knew our design and we applied our design, how much more joyful and powerful would we be? What are we designed for? I say this: to seek God, to love Him with all of our hearts, and to walk in the fullness of His Word.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're designed to do. And when you make a commitment in your heart, and faith really is a commitment of confidence. We're obedient because of our faith. We believe this is the Word of God. We believe this is the best way. So if you're going to walk successfully in life, you need a successful Word. If you're going to have superior life, you need a superior Word. And that's the Word of God. And if you will make yourself understand that and not allow your, well, it's hard to get into the Word. No, it's not hard to get into the Word.
No, it's not.
You're having a hard time because you haven't been in the Word. You're having a hard time getting into the Word because you haven't been in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Get in the Word so the Word gets in you.
And then you're not just relying on your emotions and how you feel to tell you that everything is okay.
Yeah.
More than okay, because our steps are ordered of God, right?
Yeah, think about success. That's so accurate. Think about success like this. It's not necessarily how much you've accumulated on the outside, but how content are you on the inside?
Mm.
You know, how confident are you in who you believe and who you love and who you serve? How confident are you that you have dominion over your mind?
Yeah.
That you can think the way God wants you to think, that you can make a decision that I'm going to read the Word today, and you do.
Mm-hmm.
You were successful. You determined that you were going to do a thing and you did it. You know, a lot of the success stories are, you know, have a vision and write it down and then just pursue that vision. And there's great truth in that. But the greatest vision is to know the heart and the mind of God. And we find that in the Word. And when we are committed to the Word, the Holy Spirit confirms that Word by empowering us
mm-hmm.
through the Word that we read.
Yeah.
So we read the Word, we're committed. We're seeking God. We're seeking the Word of God. The Holy Spirit then says, I'm going to confirm that Word by empowering you with the Word that you've read. So we become one with the Word, just like Jesus. He is the Word. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. So you can't live a strong, successful life relationship with God if you're declaring that it's difficult to read who He is.
Mm-hmm.
How do you have a relationship with someone you don't know? You know, you and I have a relationship because we know one another. We know our likes. We know our dislikes. I know what you enjoy. I know what you don't like. Certain things I know to say, certain things I know not to say, certain things you like to do, certain things you don't like to do. Well, that's a relationship. The Word of God shows us what God likes.
Yeah.
What pleases Him, and what pleases God empowers us.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we change our words, change our mind, your word sets on fire the course of your nature. So if you just declare, I love the Word is a joy to me, it's a joy to read, and instead of saying the opposite, because if you say the opposite, you're fighting yourself.
Yeah.
You're setting yourself up for failure. Here's where life is. Here's where peace is. And dominion is taking control over the earth that you are by the Word of God. because we are created by the Word of God.
Yeah.
In the beginning was the Word, and Word was God. Word is God. The Word was with God. That's Christ, Christ in me, the hope of glory.
Oh, so good. Well, thank you, Daddy, so much
thank
for sharing
Thank you all for being with me. Always enjoy it. And just keep in mind, it's important that you say, it's important for me to be in the Word. It's important for me to know what God is saying to me. And you know what, too? God just speaks to us and says things to us that we wouldn't even imagine, wouldn't think about when we go to the Word, not only when we're in trouble or when we're, you know, going through some kind of a trial or a difficult time. It's important to go to the Word when you feel great. It's important to make the Word your breakfast. This is the bread of life. And then you'll know what it means to say, this is the greatest season of my life. Until next time, God bless.